Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Late last month, the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia became the latest flashpoint for progressive frustration with President Trump, as White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was told she wouldn't be served and was told to leave. That situation and others has many liberals concerned about how to fight back against the president and his policies. Should they fight fire with fire or do what former First Lady Michelle Obama has advised, quote, when they go low, we go high? Republic editorial director Phil Boas wrote about that and joins me for his weekly appearance. Phil, where does the momentum seem to be going now for the Democratic Party in this battle against the Trump administration?
Well, it's really interesting. June is supposed to be the lazy days of summer, and yet we had this crisis with migrant children being split from their families, and it really revealed a couple of fissures within the Democratic Party, divisions that are real and that are really beginning to shape up, and we're seeing two large stories emerge from that. The first one we saw play out over the weekend, and that is about a week ago, a young woman, Puerto Rican-American woman named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, won a huge upset victory in the Bronx in a district there where the Joe Crowley, the fourth leading, most powerful Democrat in Congress, lost his seat of 20 years. She's a Bernie Sanders socialist, and she won running away. She won big. And now you see these young people, she's 28, going up against and pushing against the old guard in the Democratic Party. So that's one fissure. But there's a second fissure that opened up, and that is, how are we going to deal with Trump? How tough are we going to get with him? Do we go militant? Do we go hyper-aggressive? And you have a real debate about that happening now in the Democratic Party.
And in your column, you parallel what went on in Venezuela, this idea of the harder you go, that may backfire, right? So that's a potential fear there as well.
Well, what is happening right now is you see a number of Democrats that are the cultural left beginning to take a harder line against Trump. So an example, you brought it up, the Red Hen in Western Virginia, little restaurant that threw out Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We saw Stephen Miller, who's the chief political strategist for the administration. He was heckled in a restaurant. Robert De Niro at the Tonys barking out a profanity at Trump. We had a Comedy Central writer, Curtis Cook, who upon hearing that Anthony Kennedy was resigning from the U.S. Supreme Court, said, I wish this Kennedy had been shot instead of the others. And then on top of that, here comes Maxine Waters, and she's framing this for everybody. And I'll quote her, for these members of Trump's cabinet who remain and try to defend him, they're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. They're not going to be able to stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them. Mm-hmm. And this led to pushback. Nancy Pelosi admonished Waters for saying that.
When you deal with someone like Trump, who is like a political phenomenon like no one has ever dealt with, I presume that causes a lot of angst because the feeling is, well, we really, really don't like what this guy's doing, whether it's the kids being separated from their parents or some of these other things that are mentioned. So what kind of bind does this put the party in? You even have a quote from Michelle Obama saying, when they go low, we go high. It's maybe hard to stay high because you don't want to let this stuff that you think is so dirty get away with it.
Right. So to put this into some context, I wrote a column over the weekend and was quoting a Venezuelan economist by the name of Andres Miguel Rondon. And he wrote a piece right after the Trump inaugural, an op-ed in the Washington Post, in which he warned Democrats, he warned liberals, the opposition to Trump, that you cannot go low. If you go low, you're going to make the same mistake we made in Venezuela. We, the opposition, it only fed the populace. It only made him stronger. You cannot do that. And he said, press pause on the siren song of polarization. Mm-hmm. And he said, here, if you don't do that, these are the consequences. In Venezuela, whole generations were split in two. A sense of shared culture was wiped out. Rhetoric took over our history books, our future, our own sense of self. We lost the freedom to be anything larger than cartoons.
Mm-hmm. I know you're not used to giving Democrat strategy, Phil, but what should the strategy be then?
So Rondon, the Venezuelan, he said that the opposition finally learned, and it took many, many years to figure this out in dealing with their populace, Hugo Chavez, that they realized they needed to actually go to the slums and the countryside. I'm quoting him. Not for a speech or a rally, but for a game of dominoes or to dance salsa, to show they were Venezuelans, too, that they weren't just dour scolds and could hit a baseball, could tell a joke that landed, that they could break the tribal divide, come down off the billboards, and show that they were real. This is not populism by other means. It is the only way of establishing your standing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so unless the President Trump is able to make himself king, which, of course, people joke about him wanting to do, the situations aren't quite exact. Do you feel like this is something that, based on the polarization we see so much, that if Donald Trump is a one-term president, then Democrats don't have to worry about this quite as much? But if it turns out he's as popular as he continues to be in some circles, then this becomes a longer-term problem.
A longer-term problem, but you still have to offer an alternative. So if he's going low and you decide to go low, there is no alternative. You have to stay high to provide that. Otherwise, people don't have a choice. Eventually, they'll want a choice. You know, populism exhausts. It has a history of burning out quickly, and we'll see what happens.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.